Do you ever wonder how certain saints achieved such incredible holiness and supernatural gifts? Well, today I'm revealing Padre Pio's secret source, so stay tuned. Ave mundis spes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you are new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. It's impossible to talk about the countless miracles associated with Padre Pio without mentioning his dear Mamina. That's what Padre Pio called our Blessed Mother. This unique term, Mamina, reflects the strong bond they shared. But this bond wasn't just important. It played a central role in shaping his spiritual journey. Without a doubt, the support Padre Pio received from the heavenly realm was a combined effort of both angels and intercession of Mary, the Queen of Angels herself. Padre Pio would begin his prayers with these heartfelt words: O Mary, sweetest mother of priests, mediator and administrator of all graces, I beseech you from the depths of my heart. And then he would add his specific request. As the Queen of Heaven, with authority over angels, Our Lady would direct the angels to assist Padre Pio, and these angels would bring numerous blessings on behalf of their Queen. Padre Pio's love for the Blessed Mother was not only evident through his words and prayers, but also through his physical appearance. His hands were never without a rosary. He said, Our Lady has never denied me a grace through the recitation of the rosary. This is so important that I will repeat it. Our Lady has never denied me a grace through the recitation of the rosary. Padre Pio's devotion and love for the Blessed Virgin knew no bounds. He could never thank her enough for the blessings he received through her intercession. Here we have another important point: gratitude. Marcus Tullius Cicero, a Roman philosopher and statesman, said, Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others. This profound truth comes from a pagan. With the rosary in his hands, he would say, Prayer is the key that opens God's heart. In summary, the foundation of all of Padre Pio's incredible gifts, such as his remarkable guidance of souls in the confessional, his ability to be in two places at once, and his friendship with the angels, is our Mother Mary. She loved and safeguarded Padre Pio in countless ways. To highlight just one extraordinary example, one night after Padre Pio had battled demons in his room, his beloved Mamina appeared to him and gently placed a pillow under his head, easing his discomfort. So, drawing inspiration from Padre Pio's devotion to Mary, let's conclude this video with a prayer of consecration to Our Lady, which has been gifted to us by St. Louis de Montfort. St. Louis encourages everyone to make a formal act of consecration to Our Lady, so that through her, one can be consecrated to Jesus. Consecrating ourselves to Our Lady involves entrusting our entire lives to her care, allowing her to shape, guide, nurture, and protect us, all while helping us become more like her Son, Jesus. Here's the prayer. I, a faithless sinner, renew and ratify today in thy hands, O Immaculate Mother, the vows of my baptism. I renounce forever Satan, his pomps and works, and give myself entirely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him all the days of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have ever been before. In the presence of all the heavenly court, I choose thee this day for my mother and mistress. I deliver and consecrate to thee as thy slave my body and soul, my goods, both interior and exterior, and even the value of all my good actions, past, present, and future, leaving to thee the entire and full right of disposing of me and all that belongs to me without exception, according to thy good pleasure, for the greater glory of God in time and in eternity. Amen. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your continued financial help and support. You make these videos possible for everyone. We thank you from our heart. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, why not join now? Members have special spiritual as well as material benefits. Just click the link in the description below to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. Or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.